The problem with polling young people is that few of them have landlines, and it's more expensive to reach them if pollsters add the cost of compiling a list of and then calling them on their cell phones. Chad Niss is the director of the Badger Poll based at UW-Madison.
Sometimes it's double or triple the cost for a completed survey with a cell phone sample, and whether that extra additional cost is worth what you're getting if you're only getting slightly younger and still just as white or non-white of a sample as you are with a landline survey.
Annis says it's difficult to control for duplications when many households have both landlines and cell phones. Many of the larger national polling companies are now adding cell phones to their surveys. Those who don't assume most cell phone users are under 30 and therefore are weighting the responses they get for young people higher and reducing the weighting of the responses they get from people over 60. Still, UW-Madison campus Get Out the Vote organizer Nicole June says she's convinced more students will vote than the polls are predicting.
Just today, we're probably at a couple thousand contacts. We're also having people text their friends. We've already gotten over 40,000 contacts around the state just this since last Thursday. So we really think it's making a difference.
Most national polls predict that 18 to 24-year-olds will account for about 10 to 12% of today's votes. That's about half what the youth vote was in the 2008 presidential election. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.